This next act is nothing short of history in the making.
Don't talk to me while I'm recording this act.
I haven't said what it is yet. These two guys have not played the same venue for years. This is his first time in Hawaii. And I think the word that's appropriate for this moment is historic and epic. Give it up, Dave Matthews.
Thank you.
much. Just kind of slipping in a little bit. Thank you very much, everybody.
As I said, this is my good friend, Tim Reynolds. I'm Dave Matthews. It's very nice to be here. Yes. Just getting comfy, and then once we're comfy, then we can all, then I'll call Jack.
Let's go.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here for the first time. Such a good reason. Real honor. And you all, thank you so much for coming. And everybody who's out in the park there over the wall, I know you're over there. Hope you're enjoying your sausage or your barbecue tofu.
Thank you. smell weed than I smell chicken. That was Tim's message. I mean, I smelled it too, but he said it first. So I don't want to take credit for it or anything like that, you know. I did not put it all together. This is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful country. Hope everybody's feeling beautiful on this beautiful evening. This is a great vibe. Everything about this festival, great vibe. And I just feel really honored to be here with y'all, and nice to come here first time in Hawaii and it'd be an introduction like this one. Thank you.
you very much. Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. This is a little comedy routine. That's what I hope it is. What would happen if I ran into Jesus on the highway? I might mistake him for a crazy homeless person. I might not buy him a sandwich. Just get away from me, man. You're freaking me out. You know, could be. I don't know. Hope that my eyes are open, and that's not what happens, but who knows? Ooh. He will probably not be wearing one suit and one tie. But then, of course, he possibly is dead, too.
Silas Jones, 1810 to 1913. Made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So, Silas Jones, you forever grave digger. You dig my grave, but you make it shallow. So that I can feel rain. Grave digger. Muriel Stonewall, 19 of freedom, 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. She'll never have to watch as your old children are lowered in the ground. Never have to bury your own baby. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel rain? Grave digger. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a song Tim and I played a few times. We haven't, so I suppose it may be out on something that Tim and I did, I guess. But this is a song that was inspired by indigenous people of Botswana. But when I first wrote it, I sang it like 30 times, so it sounded like there was a lot of me. But there's just one of me, so I'll try and think like there's more than one and see if it works. Thank you for listening, everybody. My good friend Tim Meadows, thank you. I'm Dave Matthews. Something for you. I will enjoy it along with y'all. Tim Reynolds, y'all.
Yeah. I'm very lucky to get on stage with one of my heroes over here. We've been playing music on and off together for more than 20 years, I think, maybe. At least maybe that. And the early stuff we did was X-rated. But not in a bad way. This is not an X-rated song. This song is called Sister. Thanks y'all for listening.
hope that everybody's having a good time.
I like those water bottles. I like those little water bottles that get, and you can refill them and refill them. I like that.
Thinking about something like that. Because I think that's kind of groovy.
I'm gonna take a water bottle. Come on.
Then you're gonna sneak some liquor up in there on. Then you're gonna have one of them off at a good time. Create a time that's coming. Nah.
Do some old. Thank you very much.
Oh, when I step into the night, my eyes.
Thanks everybody for coming in and hanging out this evening. Very excited for the rest of the show this evening. Really happy to be here. Jack and I met a long, long time ago, and we shared a dressing room, and then there was an earthquake. He had to remind me, because I must have been stoned at the time. Or there's a good possibility, though, that I was not. Having said that. Thanks, everybody. I'm gonna drink a Gavisco evening.
Papa's school with the Chicago Cubs morning. Guess who? Am I really that hard to understand? Was a Cubs school with the Chicago Cubs morning. Soon as I could do the this is like a Java gang. Could I have been a millionaire? Could I have been lost somewhere in Paris? Could I have been your little brother? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been
thank you.
Tim Reynolds. Thank you very much, everybody.